This is you. Hello, you. Let's say you built an app. An impressive piece of work, if I might say so myself. Now, when I say app, it's a pretty general term. Maybe it's a web app using all the latest and greatest web standards. Maybe it's a web app that you built yourself to help your business, or maybe it's an app that you built for your own challenge. Or maybe it's a slick mobile app that you've just published to the App Store. Maybe it's an app that users actually never see, and instead it is something that does number crunching, or batch work, or something like that. Those are pretty important too. Or it's a desktop client app. Lots of those things around, and they are super helpful for getting things done, to say the least. Ah, perhaps you've channeled your efforts into making a killer app for wearable technology, like smartwatches or smart glasses. I hear that this is a growth industry. Good for you for getting in at the beginning. Oh, the Internet of Things. Your app grabs sensor data, amalgamates it into a data store, and then you're able to make fun and interesting conclusions based on the data you grab. That's cool. Or maybe you've figured out a whole new app category that no one's ever thought of before, and you're ready to make your big splash introducing it to the world. Clever. There are lots of different app types, and you have the smarts to make your app a success. But your app needs users, naturally. So how do these users interact with your app? Well, there's lots of ways that they can interact with your creation. Could be through a web browser. Here's a tip. Make sure that the experience is consistent across browser brands and form factors. Could be through a mobile device like your smartphone or tablet. Look at that. You've supported your app over multiple device platforms. Now that's a smart move. Maybe it's on a PC, as in your desktop client app. Tried and true. Good for you. Or maybe there's a smartwatch or other wearable device that you've targeted. There are those sensors again. Those things are always working hard to give you data. Ah, the server again. Okay, you're right. Those last two may not have traditional users per se, meaning human users, but sometimes the users of an app are other apps and services. And again, there's that new doohickey platform that no one else has thought of yet. I wonder what that thing is. You'll have to tell me. You put a lot of work into that user interaction layer, I can tell. But under the surface is where the magic happens. Most apps of some kind have some sort of server-side logic attached to it. The user never sees this part, but it's where all the moving parts work in concert to create your own masterpiece. In fact, you could even call this part the brains of your app. Now, just like your own brain, your app's brain needs a place to hold it. Chances are, this place is the data center where you use to host your server-side code. Traditional, tried and true, and nice and safe. It's a good start for sure. So your app front end, meaning the part that your users interact with, have at least some kind of connection to your code in the data center. But what happens if your app becomes popular? Like, really popular. Maybe your data center can handle this additional user load. After all, you load tested your app's server logic, right? Right? Well, you've probably done some math to figure out the data center capacity necessary to run your app comfortably, so your users don't see any degradation of performance or experience. But what if the popularity of your app exceeds the expectations you set for the data center resources you need? Or what if you need the ability to increase capacity quickly to meet a burst of user activity? How do you scale up? How do you scale down? Keeping all that resource capacity in the data center when you don't actually need it can get expensive. Just as bad, when you have a data center resources that are maxed out and you can't get more capacity, that's also bad. Chances are, you'll get a call from your helpful data center team telling you to cool the jets off your app. Okay, if that sounds familiar, what can you do? To recap, you need a solution that will scale up resources when you need to, scale down resources when you don't need them, and maybe you need to keep some of those resources as well in your own data center. The solution is actually right in front of you. That's right, it's the cloud, that amorphous, undefinable thing that has taken the technology world by storm. Yeah, I get it. The cloud is tough to understand, so let's try to work through this together. Let's start with how your app interacts with the user. Your app has a front end, but the brain of the app is hosted on servers somewhere. Good so far? Cool. What if your app's brain could be hosted reliably, securely, and support the technologies you built the app with outside of your data center, even if you kept some of that app within your own data center as well? Not convinced yet? What if you could get all of this with the ability to scale up and down when you needed to and for a very commoditized price? With me now? Good. The cloud gives you all of this. So in other words, the cloud is a platform for your app that lets it run the way you and your users expect it to run. So when I speak of platforms, I'm basically talking about a set of services that allow your app to run smoothly. I know, this might still be a little bit murky, so let me give you some examples of cloud services that can help your app succeed. Services like virtual machines. Host a virtual machine in the cloud and scale up with RAM and CPU cores, or scale out with a server farm, whatever you need. The ability to add workflow for your app's brain is important too. Every app has a set of things that it does. Sometimes the set of things that an app's brain does requires some kind of logic that shows up like a process or a workflow. The cloud has services to help you with that. The ability to host your website with or without the need of a virtual machine with a web server could be important to you. Or if you have an application program interface, also known as an API for short, you can host that API on a cloud web service platform. And yes, that does include load balancing. When you build your app, the fun stuff is the actual logic you're trying to implement in the code, right? The boring code is the stuff that, while very important to your app, is secondary to the logic you're implementing. Things like authentication and authorization, load balancing and performance support, automation, and so on and so forth. This is what I call the plumbing, and it's a good cloud platform has facilities to help you with this, as well as so you can focus on coding your app logic, not so much the boring plumbing stuff. How about user management and the ability to provide services that fit in with other apps that may or may not have been built by yourself? Things like single sign-on across applications, hooking in your company's network domain, and things like that. Yeah, that's included in a good cloud platform as well. Cool stuff like artificial intelligence, big data, even databases that you can use to add panache to your app. Well, that's also included. Of course, everything has to be secure. Your data, secure. Your intellectual property, secure. The ability to connect your app logic in the cloud securely to on-premises resources, like apps that might exist behind your company's firewall that you want your app to connect to. All of this is included in a great cloud platform as well. Finally, all of these building block services should be able to integrate easily with one another with services outside of the cloud platform that you want to connect them to as well. In other words, support for industry-recognized standards that make it easier for your app to work with other systems. So, I just described the data center again. You're right, I pretty much have. But that's the beauty of a cloud platform. At its heart, it is a data center. But a good cloud platform also allows you to scale up at a moment's notice, even without human intervention, to make sure that your app is always available for your users. After all, you want your users to be happy, right? You never want to be in a situation where your app is so popular that you literally can't keep up with user demand. That would be bad. Let me introduce to you the Microsoft Azure Cloud Platform. It's our highly scalable, flexible, and open cloud platform. And yes, everything I talked about earlier is available to you on the Microsoft Cloud. So let's take a look at some of the cool things that Microsoft Azure can provide to you to help you and your app be successful. First, let's talk about virtual machines and operating systems. Yes, of course we offer Windows Server virtual machines. Pay for the time you use, and then when you shut them down, you stop paying. License fees are built into the usage right price. Not only that, we also offer Windows Server images with pre-installed software as well, like SQL Server, BizTalk, Dynamics, and even Visual Studio Workstation images. We even offer fully supported servers with Oracle and IBM software installed on them as well. Yeah, you heard right, IBM and Oracle. We also have, and get this, several Linux distributions available with full support from Microsoft. So if your app needs Linux to run properly, Microsoft has you covered. Our goal is to not get in the way of your app. We're all about helping your app be successful. Okay, now let's talk about application platforms and frameworks. After all, your application likely uses a framework to run on. That's where your code was, right? So yes, we do support the .NET framework here on Microsoft Azure. I guess there's no surprise there, right? But we also support Java. You can even run a Java Server Pages website on a Microsoft Azure without the need to install a virtual machine. It will run and behave the same way as it would run as if you were hosting it yourself with Apache Tomcat. You're big on web standards. We have you covered. If you're building a W3C standards-based web app, using HTML5 standards and such, you should have no problems running it on Microsoft Azure. If you've fallen in love with server-side JavaScript, then you'll be happy because Microsoft has as well. Run a Node.js server app without any issues on Microsoft Azure. Python seems to be all the rage these days, and it's a language that is powerful, productive, and fun. And yes, you can build those apps with Python and run them on Microsoft Azure. If PHP is your thing, then you'll be happy to know that you can run your PHP-based web application on Microsoft Azure as well, and it runs like lightning. Ruby apps have full support on Microsoft Azure, so feel free to host on it. So now let's talk about how easy it is to code apps using Microsoft Azure. Everyone has their own favorite development environment, so Microsoft Azure Cloud Platform makes it easier for you to target, deploy, and publish your code to Azure with the integrated development environment of your choice. Of course, there is full support for Microsoft Azure development in Visual Studio. If you haven't tried Visual Studio, you really should. There is no IDE like it. If you have used it, but not for a while, you may be very surprised at how awesome it is. With built-in cloud management tooling, API support for both native and plugins from Microsoft Azure for a variety of languages and frameworks, you'll be ready to go before you even start coding. Most Java developers' favorite integrated development environment is Eclipse, and Microsoft has created several add-ons and plugins for the environment to take advantage of Microsoft Azure directly from that IDE. You're hardcore, and you love the command line and shell scripting. Well, so does the Microsoft Azure team, and they've built in command line support for you to work with your Azure resources. If you love Windows, you've likely heard of PowerShell. As you might expect, the Microsoft Azure team has created a number of PowerShell API add-ons that allow you to unleash the power of PowerShell on your Azure resources. And finally, but certainly not least, there is support for other development environments, including iOS development environments like Xcode. The Azure team wants to make sure that regardless of your development environment preferences, you have the ability to use the Microsoft Cloud with ease. So, in summary, Microsoft Azure should be your cloud platform because it has everything you need for your app to succeed there. Your app's brain will love you for it because Microsoft Azure will allow your app to make your users happy without the need to buy a bigger boat. Finally, get reacquainted or acquainted with Visual Studio. You'll never regret that you did.